the mound, Ferguson Jenkins warming up now. And sky's bright. That's the best news of all, of course, to the thousands of fans who've come out to see the ball game today. Baseball fever has certainly struck Chicago. The Cubs are 4.5 games in front of the Mets, who won their game from the Reds by a score of 3-2 at the New York yesterday. On the scoreboard today, Montreal at Atlanta, Renko against Britton, San Francisco at St. Louis, Boland against Torrey, Cincinnati at New York, Arrigo and Cardwell, San Diego at Pittsburgh, Kirby and Bunning, and they've played 2.5 innings, no score. Philadelphia, Houston later on, Palmer and LeMaster. American League, Chicago at Baltimore, Kansas City at Detroit, Minnesota at Cleveland, Washington at Oakland, and Boston, Seattle, New York at California. And you know what? This is one of the few Sundays we can remember when there were no doubleheaders scheduled. Everybody playing single games in the major leagues today, and that's a rarity on a Sunday. All right, we're all set. Time to play ball. The Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs from Wrigley Field, noisy Wrigley Field in Chicago. And now for the play-by-play, here's Vin Scully. Vinny?
Thank you, Jerry. Hi, everybody, and a very pleasant good morning to you, wherever you may be. We are where it's at, Wrigley Field, Chicago, which without a doubt has become the most vital, breathing ballpark in the National League. It seethes, it erupts with feeling, and all throughout the warm-ups today, the left field bleachers and the right field bleachers get into quite a sing-song. The right field bleachers all jump in unison and holler, kill. And the left field bleachers answer, Dodgers. And it's all in good spirit, and it's a great place to be. We'll take the first one low, and we're underway. One ball and no strikes. Jenkins right back to the plate, and there's a chopper down to second base. Beckett waits for the ball and boosts it. Glenn was going to field and throw at the same time and came up empty. So Glenn Beckett is charged with an error. Wills is aboard. And here's the guy who ruined Ferguson Jenkins the other day, Willie Crawford. Willie Crawford slashed a line drive the other day against Ferguson Jenkins, and Chicago came to a standstill. The entire city, I think, must have missed a heartbeat or two until they found out that Jenkins was not seriously injured. Fergie, to his stretch, looks over at Wills. The pitch to Crawford, a strike. 1-1. If you have been a baseball fan for a long time, and particularly if you have ever been to Chicago, you know how it is for them. They have not won a pennant here since 1945. And this is a big league city with a tremendous desire for good baseball. Crawford swings if the next one doesn't get it, 0-2. And so this year, with the Cubs out in front in their division by 4.5 games, they are enjoying every second of it. And I don't think there's a person in the game who would begrudge them one moment of it. Another big crowd, and we now have plenty of blue skies, white clouds, bright sunshine. It's just perfect. Crawford hits a soft line drive at Beckett. He goes to Smith, double play. Crawford hit a line drive at Glenn Beckett. He flipped to Willie Smith to double up Wills easily, and just like that, two outs, nobody on. And here's Willie Davis. Willie hitting 261. Jenkins into the windup and delivers, and the breaking ball on the outside corner for a strike. I don't know how you feel about it, but to me, the crowd is as much a part of the game as the game itself. And when you have an enthusiastic crowd, it just makes the game that much better. The pitch to Davis, low, one ball and one strike. And throughout our broadcast from Chicago, and for that matter, whenever there is a large crowd, an enthusiastic crowd, we want you to hear it. We want you to feel it. Sato up inside the bag at third. Davis waiting. Two down, first inning, no score. Fergie ready, and the next one is in the dirt. 2-1. Unfortunately, we do not have enough equipment. You need a truckload to hear the people in the bleachers to really get the impact. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Davis way out in front of it. Strike two. 2-2. And Jerry and I were speculating before the game, and if the Cubs get into the World Series, boy, they should take the names and addresses of every one of those bleacherites who are in the cheering section and make sure they're there for the series. The pitch to Davis low. Ball three. because they really belong. They belong as much as the ivy on the wall and most of the guys wearing a uniform. And it's no accident that the Cubs have done exceptionally well at home, I think, spurred on by the crowd. 3-2 pitch to Davis. Low, ball four. So Willie is aboard as the curveball misses, and Len Gabrielson will be coming up with two outs. Tony Benson, the plate umpire. Frank Sicori at first, Dave Davidson at second, and Paul Pryor at third. Jim Gilliam coaching at first, and Danny Ozark at third. Today, among other things, this 27th of July, 1969, is the birthday of Leo Durocher. Leo is listed as 63 today. All right, Len Gabrielson at the plate. Willie Davis at first, held on by Willie Smith. Ernie Banks at 38 will take today off. Leo decided to rest him and also get a left-handed bat in here, the first baseman Willie Smith. Jenkins at the bell, looks at Davis, works Gabe, and misses away. Ball one. Davis has stolen 8 out of 11, and with 2 down, he might try to go. Leo was not in the ballpark at the start of the game. He had an upset stomach yesterday, and he has not come back. The pitch to Gabe is low. Ball two. One of the newspapers here in town gave Leo a needle today, and I'm sure he will read it. He missed yesterday, and the Cubs won in 11 innings. Here's a 2-0 pitch instead of throw to first. They listed the Cubs' record with Leo and without Leo. And they've won 6 out of 7 without him, and naturally the percentage is much higher. The pitch to Gabe outside. So they're really giving him a dart today. 3-0, the count to Len Gabrielson. In passing, it should be noted, and it certainly has been written in the papers enough, Leo is not the most popular guy in Chicago. Not close. Although Leo has never led the league in popularity anyway. The 3-0 pitch, Gabe takes a strike, 3-1. He's a volatile character. And the one thing you can be sure of, when Durocher is around, things are happening. So, love him or not, Leo and the Cubs are in first place and the town's going wild. Jenkins ready. Davis does not go, and the pitch is outside. Ball four. So thanks to the double play, Jenkins is not in any trouble. But in the inning, the Dodgers have gotten an error and 2 walks. So they have 2 on with 2 out and Tommy Haller coming up. Jenkins, right foot on the rubber, looks in to get a sign. Haller waiting. Now Fergie goes to the rosin bag. 2 down, no score. Crowd kind of quiet. It's pretty hard to cheer defensively, except at the end of a play. But boy, when the Cubs come up, you'll hear them. The pitch to Haller, strike. Tommy hitting 259. He has 5 home runs, 28 runs batted in. In the on-deck circle, Bill Sudeikis. Willie Davis at second base. Len Gabrielson at first. 2 out in the first inning, no score. Jenkins comes back, and Haller doesn't get it. And the count 0-2. To Tommy Haller. I'll tell you one thing that has changed in Chicago and how. The strike 2 pitch to Haller outside. For 20 years, we've been coming here, and they've had an orchestra behind home plate serenading the crowd after every third out. But not now. Those seats are too precious to give to an orchestra. They're sold out. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Strike 3, ball. No runs, no hits. An error, 2 left. And at the end of half an inning, Dodgers nothing, Cubs coming up. Here at Wrigley Field, Chicago, second base umpire Dave Davidson went out to the left field bleacherites, several of whom have draped signs and banners over the brick wall, and he asked them to please take them back. One of the nice things about that crowd in left field, they're not only young, youthful in spirit as well as in age, and highly enthusiastic, they have been a well-controlled group. They have come here to enjoy the ballgame. I'm delighted to see them. And Dave went out, and there were no boos or anything else supposed to kind of roll back the those banners that they used, and play is in. Don Kessinger, Glenn Beckert, and Billy Williams in that order. First inning, no score. And Don Drysdale making his first outing in quite a while. And the pitch, a half-swing ground ball to third. Sudeikis, not going to have much of a play, still throws him out. Sudeikis was right on the foul line waiting for the ball. And Bill, who has a strange arm in the sense that he only uses it when it is absolutely necessary. Otherwise, he just kind of throws a dead pitch across to the first baseman. But when he is in trouble, as he was on that play, he really cuts loose, and he nipped Kessinger at first. And the batter will be Glenn Beckert. Drysdale back to the plate to Beckert. That's line down the left field line, foul in the lower deck in the count 0-1. Drysdale's last start was the 3rd of July. As was at Dodger Stadium against Cincinnati, it might have been the best game he pitched all year. He went 7 innings and had no decision. Don into the windup, and the strike 1 pitch to Beckers. Line drive. Base hit to center field. Billy Williams coming up. Let's pause for station identification. This is the Los Angeles Dodgers Radio Network. Billy Williams with a 15-game hitting streak checked in at the plate, with Glenn Beckert standing at first, one out in the first inning, no score. Drysdale at the belt, looked at first, worked high and inside, 4-1. 1-0. On deck, the captain of the Cubs, Ron Santo. Ball and no strike. Drysdale at the belt and delivers, and there's a ground ball in the right field. Beckert is around second, on his way to third, and Drysdale is in trouble. The Dodgers maintain now that Beckert missed second base, and we'll see what happens. Every one of them in the dugout going to the bag as well steps on it, and second base umpire Davidson said, forget it. But everybody in the dugout hollered that Beckert had missed the bag to no avail. The runners at first and third, one out, Santo the batter, and for Billy Williams, he is now hit safely in 16 straight. Well, at Wrigley Field, Chicago is not the most excited baseball park and crowd in the league. It's got to be 1-2 with anybody else you might want to mention. Here is Santo with runners at first and third and one out. Drysdale on the rubber, set at the belt, checks the runners and the pitch to Santo, high and away, ball one. Drysdale trying to come back after being sidelined for over 3 weeks. Checking, one ball and no strikes to Santo. Drysdale goes to first base, and Billy Williams just does get back. Down at the belt, another throw to first base, not in time. Billy Williams standing at first, Glenn Beckert at third, Ron Santo at the plate, one out. First inning, no score. Willie Smith in the on-deck circle. Drysdale ready and delivers, and Santo waves at a breaking ball and fouls it away in the count 1-1. Santo hitting .297. He has 20 home runs, 84 runs batted in. It was last year when Drysdale went diving headfirst into the sliding Santo to try to tag him. But Don first came up with a bad shoulder, and of course it has plagued him ever since. Drysdale turns on the rubber, checks the runners. The 1-1 pitch on the way to Ron is a high pop fly on the left side. Sudeikis calling with Drysdale directing, and Sudeikis makes the catch. So two out, and here is Willie Smith filling in for Ernie Banks at first base. Smitty hitting .281 with 8 home runs, 21 runs batted in. Yesterday, in Leo's absence, Pete Reiser ran the ball club, and we must assume that Pete is piling it again today, unless Leo arrives at the park a little early, or a little later, as the case may be here. So Willie Smith, left-hand hitter at the plate. Two out, two on, first inning, no score. Billy Williams has stole his second base of the year yesterday, and it was the biggest play in the 11-inning game. He's at first. Beckett at third, and Smitty fouls it away. 0-1. Double deck stadium from foul pole to foul pole. A triangular bleacher with a scoreboard on top of it in center field. A red brick wall covered with ivy from foul pole to foul pole. And a packed house. Drysdale turns on the rubber. Now set at the belt. The strike one pitch to Willie Smith is low. 1-1. If you missed scores yesterday, the Mets beat Cincinnati. The Giants beat St. Louis. Pittsburgh beat San Diego. Montreal knocked off Atlanta last night. And Houston beat Philadelphia. To the Western Division, you have the Giants and the Dodgers one game back of Atlanta. The Dodgers 1 percentage point ahead of the Giants. Cincinnati trailing by only 3.5. Then Houston and San Diego. Drysdale at the belt. 1-1 to count to Willie Smith. Don delivers. Breaking ball, it stayed up. Ball two. In the Eastern Division, the Cubs are 4.5 in front of the Mets. The Cardinals are 11 back. The Pirates 12, and then it really falls off. Philadelphia 20.5, and Montreal 28.5. Drysdale up on top and set at the belt. Has a look at the runners and a 2-1 pitch to Smitty way outside. Ball three. In the American League, Western Division, Oakland trailing Minnesota by 3, and after that it's no contest. The next club is 17.5 back. And in the Eastern Division, Baltimore breezing. The second place club is hardly an echo. Detroit 11.5 back of Baltimore. The Cardinals got a run in the first inning. They're leading the Giants 1-0 at the end of one. The Giants come here, and the Dodgers go to Pittsburgh immediately after today's game. 3-1 to Willie Smith. Drysdale to his stretch. Haller setting a target. And the 3-1 pitch is strike two. Cincinnati is at New York, and I imagine when they put it up on the boards, there will be some kind of a roar. Cincinnati scored 3 times in the first inning. Tony Perez hit a home run with a man aboard. And, of course, they're playing the Mets. 3-2 the count. So Billy Williams ready to go from first. Becker down the line from third. And Drysdale out of the stretch. Williams goes, and the pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. And I think Willie went after ball four. No runs, 2 hits, 2 left. At the end of one, no score.
Beat the dealer.
The end of one, no score. Now to inning number two with Ferguson Jenkins and Don Drysdale battling it out under the bright sunshine here in Chicago. Yesterday started off to be a pretty nice day, but before you knew it, it was threatening and dark. When the 11th inning finally concluded and the game was over, it rained. It rained all last night, thunder, lightning, and the downpour. We had some rain and threatening weather all day, but now it's beautiful. Bill Sudeikis, followed by Tommy Hutton and Ted Sizemore in the second inning, no score. Ferguson Jenkins ready to go to work, and Hundley wig-wagging a couple of signs out to him. The outfield on Sudeikis just about straight away. Billy hitting left-handed. Jenkins' first pitch, breaking ball low, ball one, 1-0. The Cubs afield with Jenkins and Hundley. The infield of Smith and Becker, Kessinger and Santo. The outfield Here's the 1-0 pitch on the way, and Sudeikis way out in front of it. Billy Williams in left, Jimmy Qualls in center, and over in right, Al Spangler. The next one is Sudeikis missing. So Billy trying to get something started here, and they count 2-1. Jenkins back to the plate, 2-1, and Sudeikis takes high, 3. Fergie fighting control. He walked Davis and Gabrielson in the first inning, but got out of the inning, and now Randy Hundley out to the mound to talk to him. 3-1, the count to Bill Sudeikis, opening up matters here in the second inning, no score. Drysdale had to get out of a first inning jam. With one out, he had surrendered singles to Beckert and Williams, but he got Santo on a pop fly and then struck out Willie Smith, who went after a bad pitch on a 3-2 count. 3-1 to Bill Sudeikis. Jenkins into the windup, and the 3-1 fastball is in the dirt. Ball four. Well, this Dodger Cub game broadcast coming to you from Chicago. You know, when your telephone rings, it's a good idea to try and answer it as promptly as possible. It's thoughtful, courteous, and a good way to make sure that your caller doesn't hang up. So Ferguson Jenkins has walked three men. He walks Sudeikis now, opening up the second inning, and here is Tommy Hutton filling in for the sidelined Wes Parker. Hutton takes outside, 1. Tommy has one hit. It was a squib single to the hole at short. He's 1-for-8 since being called up from Spokane. 1-0 the count to Tommy Hutton. The next one in at the knees for a strike, and the count 1-1. Dodgers and Cubs concluding the year's work at Wrigley Field. Cubs have won 3 of 5. Jenkins ready, and the 1-1 pitch, Hutton rolls it foul to the right of the plate, and the count 1-2. Cubs have won 5 of 8 and 3 of 5 played here. Since the Cubs are in the Eastern Division, the Dodgers meet them only 12 times, as opposed to the 18 meetings with every club in the Western Division. One of the great men in baseball history walking through the stands right now, Nobby Cuano of the Dodgers. Novi monitors the broadcast, writes down all our mistakes, and gives them to us later, but in Japanese. The next one to Hutton is swung on and missed, and down goes Tommy. Here's Ted Sizemore with Bill Sudeikis at first base, 1 in the second inning, no score. Sizemore hitting .258. With a home run and 26 RBIs. Teddy waiting. Jenkins looks down to get a sign from Hundley, and Sudeikis held on by Willie Smith. The pitch to Sizemore. Line drive. Base hit down the left field line. Hustling in to get it is Billy Williams, and Sudeikis stops at second base. So Ted Sizemore, clean single to left. 2-1, 1 out, and Don Drysdale coming up. For the Dodgers, that's hit number 1. Drysdale has 3 hits this year and 19 at-bats. One of those 3 hits, a double, and he has 3 RBIs. But of course, after such a lengthy layoff, he's rusty enough as a pitcher, never mind as a hitter. So Don will come up with 2 on and 1 out, and we'll see whether the Dodgers have him swinging away or whether they have him trying to sacrifice to prevent the double play. The Cubs figuring that Drysdale swings away. On deck, Maury Wills. Sudeikis at second. Sizemore at first, 1 out. Jenkins hands at his sides, now together at the belt. And the pitch to Drysdale, taken for a strike, 0-1. Oh and one to count to Don. Jenkins from Canada, big boy, set at the belt, looks at Sudeikis, Drysdale around to bunt, and does, and it's a good bunt. Jenkins has a long throw to make and does. But Drysdale gets his men over at runners at second and third. So that's a good way for Walter Austin to use Drysdale, and now he leaves it up to Maury Wills to see if he can't pick somebody up. Wills hitting .326 as a Dodger. Overall, .273. So Maury Wills waiting at the plate. Willie Crawford on deck and Hundley down on his knees. Hundley making a gesture to Willie Smith to look out for the bunt. Danny Ozar comes out of the coaching box to whisper something to Bill Sudeikis coming down the line from third. The pitch to Wills, taken on the outside corner for a strike. Maury at a high ground ball, big high chopper towards Beckers. And as he waited for the last bounce, he then wanted to get rid of the ball in a hurry, but dropped it for the error. Wills hits the next one foul off third out of play, so Jenkins has him his way, 0-2. Ted Sizemore at second base. Bill Sudeikis at third. No score, second inning. Now the strike two pitch on the way. Will takes low and away. Ball one, 1-2. Ball game is starting out somewhat like the other day when the two teams total left 26 men on base. Jenkins into the windup, and the 1-2 pitch to Wills chased and fouled away. He just did get a piece of a sinker, hit it in dirt, and Hundley tried to short hop. And it's 1-2. Maury 0 for 1. Jenkins, both feet on the rubber. Santo up even with the bag at third. Everybody else back. Now Jenkins ready, and the 1-2 pitch to Wills. Is hit up along the first baseline. Willie Smith fields it, tags the sliding Wills. So the Dodgers have left four men in two innings. No runs a hit, and at the end of an inning and a half, no score. Bottom of the second inning, no score in the ball game. The Dodgers and the Cubs in their concluding game of the year at Wrigley Field. The Dodgers and Cubs will have three to go after today, and all three games will be at Dodger Stadium. The Cubs will be at Dodger Stadium August 8th, 9th, and 10th. Here's a fellow who personally wrecked the Dodgers yesterday, Randy Hundley, had three hits and drove in all three runs as the Cubs beat the Dodgers 3-2 in 11 innings. Hundley, the right-hand hitting catcher. Randy batting .278. Drysdale into the windup and starts him with a breaking ball hit foul outside of third and right into the Cub dugout, and the count 0-1. Drysdale checking. Haller wigwag signs out to him, and Hundley waiting. Down into the windup, and the strike one pitch to Hundley fouled away, 0-2. Randy Hundley, Al Spangler, and Jimmy Quall in that order here in the second. Drysdale into the windup, back he comes, and Hundley fouls this one away. Oh, it's still 0-2. Duck in some scores. Cincinnati leading the Mets 3-0 at the end of 2.5 innings. The Cardinals leading the Giants 1-0 at the end of an inning and a half. Montreal and Atlanta scoreless at the end of an inning and a half. Here's the strike two pitch on the way. 5-1. Pittsburgh leading San Diego 1-0 at the end of 5. Philadelphia at Houston not yet underway, but it's champion in LeMaster. American League in a moment. Here's the 1-2 pitch on the way to Randy Hundley. Breaking ball low, ball two. Chicago at Baltimore. No report yet. Kansas City got three in the first inning at Detroit. That's Rooker and Dobson. Cleveland with five in the second inning, leading Minnesota 5-2 at the end of 3.5. Here's the 2-2 pitch on the way. Taken, strike three called, and down goes Hundley. Three other games in the American League later on. Washington at Oakland, Boston at Seattle, New York at California. Here's Al Spangler. Spangler hitting .238. Al alternating in right field with Jim Hickman. Spangler, left-hand batter, goes against the right-hand pitchers in the league. Drysdale ready and comes to him, and there's a ground ball to Hutton. He short hops and goes to the bag for the out. So Spangler rolls to Hutton, two away, and the left-hand hitting center fielder, Jimmy Qualls, coming out. Jimmy Qualls, left-hand hitter, batting .250. He alternates in center field with Don Young. The Cubs have six fellas who play every day, come rain or come shine, to pitch over for a strike. There would be Hundley behind the plate and the infield of Banks, Becker, Kessinger, and Santo, with Banks, of course, getting an occasional rest at 38, and Billy Williams in left field. Strike one pitch on the way. Qualls lifted into shallow left field. Wills out, Crawford in, and Willie drops the ball. So Willie Travers caught it and dropped it. Little fly ball in left field. He draws the error. And the batter will be Ferguson Jenkins, a good hitting pitcher. Ferguson Jenkins, the first time the Dodgers ever saw him, he had just been traded from Philadelphia to Chicago and appeared as a relief pitcher and beat them with a home run. He takes a breaking ball low, ball one. Jenkins has six hits, one home run, four runs batted in. Drysdale at the belt, looks at Qualls, comes to Jenkins and misses away, ball two. No score, bottom of the second inning. Bright, sunshiny day now here in Wrigley Field, Chicago. Drysdale at the belt, a backward glance at Jimmy Qualls, and Jenkins is a line drive base at the center field. Qualls can go to third on it, and Willie Davis gets the ball back into Sizemore. So a two-out error by Willie Crawford keeps the door open, and Ferguson Jenkins buzzes one to center field for a base hit. The Cubs now have runners at first and third with two out, and Don Kessinger, switch hitting shortstop, coming up. Don Kessinger batting left-handed. He is a much better left-handed batter than right. Kessinger hitting .317 when he hits left-handed. Drysdale ready and delivers, and Kessinger takes a strike. Don grounded to Bill Sudeikis in the first inning. Glenn Beckard on deck. So the Dodgers have left four men in the first two innings, and the Cubs have gotten four men on in the first two innings. Strike one pitch on the way. High and outside. One ball, one strike. Atlanta got a run. They're leading Montreal 1-0 in the second inning. Cleve Boyer hit his 12th home run of the year. Now Drysdale ready. A look at the runners. And the 1-1 pitch on the way. Kessinger hits a fly ball down the left field line, and Crawford is there waiting. Moves to his left and makes the catch for the out. No runs, one hit, one error. So each side leaving four men on base. And at the end of two, no score.
Gold medal winner at the California State Fair. Don't forget it, Farmer John. No score through two innings at Wrigley Field, Chicago. A reminder, tomorrow an open day for the Dodgers. And they have a twilight night doubleheader with the Pittsburgh Pirates Tuesday evening, warm-up time at 2:45. I hope you make your plans to be with us then. Now let's go to the third. More play, here's Jerry Donnie.
Hi, Vinny, and here's Willie Crawford now to face Ferguson Jenkins. Willie lined into a double play his first time up, batting 257. And it was Crawford who sent Jenkins to the hospital in the opening game. Here's a curveball that's a little low, one ball and no strike. In St. Louis, Ray Sadecki has relieved Bob Bolden in the second inning, so the Cardinals will lead 1-0 or after him again. Now Jenkins delivers, and Crawford swings at a breaking ball, 1-1. Bright skies, breeze blowing out to right field. One ball, one strike count to Crawford. Davis on deck, and Gabrielson to follow. No score. Each side has left four men on. Now Jenkins delivers, a swing and a miss at another curveball. Strike two. Boy, he's got a good curve going today. One ball, two strikes. Willie backs out for the moment. A 1-2 reading. Jenkins ready again, delivers, and it's swung on and missed, strike three. Crawford down on strikes. That's the third strikeout for Ferguson Jenkins. So he gave Willie a lot of curveballs that time. Here's Willie Davis at bat. Willie walked his first trip up. Jenkins has walked three and yielded one base hit. Drysdale has given up three base hits and struck out two. So Willie Davis the batter now. Willie batting 261. With a swing and a drive into the right field corner. This is going to be in for a base hit and go against the wall. Here's Davis around, heads for second. Spangler plays it off, and Willie has a stand-up double down in the right field corner. So Willie Davis hit it sharply to right field, right down the line, and one bounce to the exit gate. That is the second hit for the Dodgers, and will bring on Len Gabrielson. You know, when it comes to winning, Union 76 Racing Gasoline has won more races in the West than any other brand. Royal 76 Premium is the street version of that same winning blend. Your chance to ride with a winner. Here's Gabrielson at bat. Lenny walked his first time up, batting 299 with one home run and 11 runs batted in. Gabrielson playing in right field. The Dodgers are strapped a little bit as far as flexibility is concerned, with Parker and Lefever both out. Lefever 2 weeks in the military. Parker, of course, in the hospital. There's a curveball for a strike, 0-1. Both are switch hitters, and that takes away a little bit of the flexibility of the Dodger bench. But Parker, if he's in there, is playing regularly. Lefever, sometimes regularly and sometimes as a pinch hitter. There's a bouncing ball toward first base. Smith comes in, up with it, makes the play to first for the out, and on the play, Davis takes third. So Gabrielson grounds out to Willie Smith at first base for Chicago. Tom Haller coming up. Struck out his first time at bat. Haller with Sudeikis to follow. Davis on third. The Dodgers had Sudeikis at third in the second inning after a sacrifice by Drysdale. Haller now trying to pick him up from third base and get the Dodgers into the lead. Tom batting 259 with five home runs, 28 runs batted in. Jenkins delivers a breaking ball that's a little low. One ball, no strike. One over the count. Now Jenkins ready again, delivers. Outside for ball. Two balls, no strike. No score. The ball game is in the third inning. The Dodgers and the Cubs in Wrigley Field, Chicago. Now the 2-0 pitch on the way. Haller takes low and inside. Nice stop by Hundley. Ball three. Three balls, no strike. Sudeikis out on deck. Three-0 the count. Ferguson Jenkins, big tall right-hander, working for the Cubs into the windup, and his pitch taken for a strike. 3-1. Jenkins has won 13 games. Holtzman has won 12. Hands has won 11. Regan has won 11. And Selma has won 10. 3-1 the count. Pitch to Haller. Fouled into the screen, and it's 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Jenkins pitching to Haller. And it's fouled again to the screen. Count stays 3-2. That went all the way up the screen and then back down again. Big crowd on hand at Wrigley Field, Chicago. The Cardinals have picked up a big five in the second inning and now lead the Giants 6-0 at St. Louis. The Dodgers wind up this road trip in St. Louis with four games next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Haller again. A swing and a drive in the center field. This one might fall. Does base hit. And the Dodgers lead as Haller strokes a single to center field. Willie Davis in to score the first run of the game. And we'll pause now for station identification. This is the Los Angeles Dodgers Radio Network.
The Good Fun. KPAR-TV.
Here's Billy Sudeikis at bat now. Walk his first time up. Bill, switch hitter, batting from the left side. The pitch to him. Swung on and fouled to the wire. Strike one. So Haller went to a 3-2 count and looped a single to center field to get in Willie Davis, and the Dodgers have scored first. 1-0 score. Sudeikis waiting. Jenkins set to work again. A double by Willie Davis, then the base hit by Haller after a ground out. Changeup is outside for a ball, and the count is 1-1. One ball, one strike. The breeze blowing out today in Wrigley Field, Chicago. Bright skies now after a gloomy morning. The pitch on the way. Billy hits a high fly ball foul down the left field line. This one's going to be out of play. One ball and two strikes. The Dodgers and the Cubs, their last meeting in Wrigley Field for the year. Three more in Los Angeles, 2 weeks from this weekend on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Dodgers' next homestand, very attractive. Pittsburgh, the Cubs, and the Cardinals. All right, it's 1-2. The look on the pitch, runner going. Here's a throwdown, and Haller is out of mind. Haller running, and I don't know whether someone missed a sign or not, but Sudeikis walked away, dropped his bat, and Haller is out by a country mile, going into second base. On the throw down to Kessinger. I don't know who missed the sign, but something backfired on that play. The Dodgers are out in the third. One run on two hits, and none left on. And the score at the end of 2.5 innings of play. The Dodgers won, and Chicago nothing.
Your man at Alcoa, Rod Wilson, junior executive, is Army ROTC trained. Top-notch companies such as Alcoa look for college graduates who can organize, motivate, and lead men. And that's precisely the kind of training Army ROTC gives you. So when you fulfill your military obligation, you'll have a foundation in leadership that'll give you a big edge in your career. If you're a junior college graduate or a college sophomore, you can take Army ROTC and get your officer's commission in just 2 years. See your guidance counselor or the professor of military science at any ROTC college. Ask for details and the deadline date for applications. Let Army ROTC train you to be a leader and prime you for a career. It pays off. Just ask Rod Wilson at Alcoa.
Now to the bottom of the third, where Beckert, Williams, Santo against Don Drysdale, who's allowed three hits and no runs to the Cubs, has had four men on, one on an error. Beckert, the batter, single to center, first time up. Glenn hitting 294. Beckert at 294 and Kessinger at 299 certainly give the Cubs good hitting in the middle of the infield. Of course, they have good hitting on the corners with Santo and Banks. Becker takes the strike, 0-1. Drysdale working with the lead now, 1-0. Don with a record of 4-3 on the year, not pitched in over 3 weeks. We're testing it today here in Chicago. Now the windup and the pitch on the way. Becker hits a pop-up around the plate, coming back for it is Haller, and waiting now and makes the catch right near the backstop. So Becker out on a foul ball to Haller. One away, the batter will be Billy Williams. Williams grounded a single to right field his first time up. Billy hitting .310. He's the Cubs' leading hitter. 10 home runs and 59 runs batted in. So Billy Williams, left-hand hitter, left fielder. He's the Iron Man with Chicago. Over 900 consecutive games. Here's the pitch on the way. Billy takes low inside, ball one. Ron Santo is on deck. A 1-0 count. Now the pitch on the way. Strike called, and it is 1-1. One ball, one strike to Billy Williams. The Dodgers used a double by Davis and a single by Haller to get a run. Here's a pitch outside for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Drysdale checking his sign. Pitch on the way. Williams at the high, pop fly. Foul. Looks to carry back out of play. Up on the screen, strike two. 2-2 to Billy Williams. Two, two count. Now again, the windup man, the pitch on the way. Swung on and fouled away.
With Crawford, Davis, and Gabrielson, 5-1 Dodgers. Firecracker goes off in left field. Nothing new to report, anything drastically anyway, on the scoreboard. The Cardinals leading the Giants 6-1 through five innings. Maybe we might as well duck them all in here while Abernathy, replacement Hank Aguirre, gets ready. Montreal, Atlanta, 1-1 at the end of five. Cardinals 6, Giants 1 at the end of five. 5-2 Cincinnati leading the Mets at the end of six. Pittsburgh beats San Diego 4-1. Philadelphia leading Houston 1-0 at the end of an inning and a half. Kansas City 7, Detroit nothing at the end of 4. Minnesota Cleveland 5-5 at the end of 6. The other games in the American League upcoming: Chicago Baltimore, Washington Oakland, Boston Seattle, New York California. All right, Willie Crawford 1-0-3 against starter Ferguson Jenkins. Takes his fastball high, ball one. Hank Aguirre. Aguirre 1-0 with the league, an ERA of 2.3. He is indeed a spot pitcher. He rarely pitches very long. Fastball fouled away in the count 1-1. Aguirre, in his 27th game, has worked only 31 innings. So he's in and out pretty quick. Willie Crawford, 0-3, left-hand hitting left fielder. Aguirre into the windup and a 1-1 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed, strike two. Aguirre hands on his knees and out of the windup. 1-2 pitch on the way. Screwball grounded down to first base to Willie Smith, who goes to the bag. One away. That'll bring up Willie Davis. Davis has walked, doubled, and grounded out. He's 1-2. Each side scored in the third inning. Willie Davis doubled. Tommy Haller singled him home. Santo got the Cubs even in the bottom of the third with a line drive home run to right field. But the Dodgers had Sudeikis homer, and three singles later added another in the fourth to lead 3-1. And got two more on three hits in the fifth inning to make it 5-1 and exit Jenkins. Now Aguirre picking up for Abernathy. Here's the 1-0 pitch on the way to Willie Davis. Sprayed foul off third down the line out of play and the count 1-1. Big crowd on hand here at Wrigley Field. Of course, that's the story almost every day now. The fever, the pennant fever, has gripped Chicago. Here's the 1-1 pitch on the way to Willie Davis. Slow curve over nicely for a strike, 1-2. Hank Aguirre with all kinds of pitches, fastballs, curveballs, and sliders, knuckleball, screwball. Been around a long time. Hank into the windup, and a 1-2 pitch on the way. Side armor to drive him away. Ball two. 2-2 to Willie. McGeary nods to Hundley. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Hank ready. Into the windup and the 2-2 pitch. Ground ball wide of first. Knocked down by Willie Smith. He recovers, throws too late. It'll be a base hit. Willie Smith is listed as an outfielder, and there are times when you know he is an outfielder. And on a play like that, you know he is not much of a first baseman yet. But he's learning the job. So that'll be a base hit for Willie Davis, and here is Len Gabrielson. Gabe has walked, rounded out, and singled. Willie Davis with 2 hits as he stands at first base, and the Dodgers have 11 hits, and it gets a little bit on the dark side now again here in Chicago. McGeary at the belt, looks at Davis, works a fastball, and missed away with it. Ball one. It's a legal game. We've gone 5. The Dodgers leading 5-1. Some ominous black clouds suddenly move across the sky. And Aguirre straddling the rubber. Tommy Haller on deck. There'll be timeout while Billy Williams retrieves some of those yellow, well, they look like workman's safety caps. Actually, they're made of plastic. 2 of them had dropped out of the left field bleachers, and Billy had to go over and get them, so timeout for the moment. 1 ball and no strikes to Len Gabrielson. McGeary straightens up, looks at Davis. Willie goes. The pitch to Gabe is low, and Willie jams on the brakes and walks back to the bag. McGeary had dropped to his knees to get out of the way and clear the air for Hundley. But Willie, after a good start, just jammed it on and walked back. 2-0 to Len Gabrielson. Dodgers 5, Cubs 1, 6th inning. The 2-0 pitch to Gabe, taken for a strike outside part of the plate. Aguirre coming a little bit by way of first base. 2-1. What a difference a year makes. Last July 27, Ferguson Jenkins set a personal career one-game high of strikeouts. He struck out 13 Dodgers 1 year ago today. Gabe hits a drive into left center field. Falls and Williams racing over. Williams has the play, makes the catch. And Davis back to first base. Let's pause for station identification. It's the Los Angeles Dodgers Radio Network.
The Good Son. KTAR.
Here's Tommy Haller. Struck out, singled, and struck out again. He's 1-for-3. Davis with 2 out, a distinct possibility of going now, and Aguirre thinks so too, and immediately throws to first, driving Willie back. 5-1 Dodgers, 2 out in the 6th inning. And now at the plate, Haller backs out, and time is called. Aguirre again looks at Willie, and there he goes. Curve is outside. Hundley's throwing a bounce, not in time. So Willie Davis steals second base, and for Willie, he's now stolen 9 out of 12. 1 ball and no strikes to Tommy Haller. Hundley going out to the mound to talk to Aguirre. On deck, Bill Sudeikis. Dodgers have 5 runs, 11 hits. The Cubs 1 run, 4 hits against Drysdale. The Cub run, Sato guessed properly, not just the pitch, but the direction. He got a pitch and went the other way with it and hit it into the right field bleachers. All right, Haller waiting. Aguirre looks at Davis, now comes back low, speared nicely by Hundley, ball two, 2-0. Aguirre set, and the 2-0 pitch. Willie's going to third. Hundley's throw is smothered by Santo. Otherwise, Willie would have scored. So he steals third base. So Willie Davis steals second and third. I think Willie is quietly answering Aguirre. Day before yesterday, Aguirre came in and pitched to Willie Davis, and the first thing he did was to flatten him. And Willie was quite unhappy about it. Looked out at Aguirre, didn't say anything. But now in this inning, he's running the bases on Henry. 3-0 pitch to Haller is a ground ball to Willie Smith, and he'll go to the bag in time. So Willie Davis steals two bases. The inning is over. No runs to hit a man left. And at the end of 5.5, Dodgers 5, Cubs 1. Bottom of the sixth inning at Wrigley Field, Chicago. The Dodgers 5 and the Cubs 1. We notice something else that is part of the scenery and the flavor of Wrigley Field. The outfield atop the wall is a big old schoolyard-type wire fence. And what they do here is when you get a container for ice cream, you take the lid off it, white lid, and they stick those white lids into the wire screen, and they spell out words. So in the left field corner, you see Cubs, number one, yeah. Then go, go. And then Cubs. And then after that, Cubs power. And then again, Cubs. The first batter, Billy Williams, takes low, ball one. Boy, this ballpark is baseball crazy, and raindrops are coming down right now. It's an official game as far as the Dodgers are concerned. The skies could open. Raindrops coming down in Chicago. Drysdale delivers, and Billy takes inside. Ball two. We've got nowhere to go but Pittsburgh. So we'll sit here, and the raindrops come down, and the umbrellas pop open. Dodgers leading 5-1 in the sixth. With Billy Williams, Ron Santo, and Willie Smith. Drysdale into the windup, and the 2-0 pitch fouled away. 2-1. I'm sure Walter Alston and the Dodgers would feel, if it is going to rain, let it rain and end the game. They don't want to get involved in a lengthy layoff because if Drysdale has to stop pitching, the odds are he's not going to come back again. Here's a 2-1 pitch to Billy Williams. A high drive into deep right field. Back goes Gabe. Way back. She's gone. His 11th home run for Drysdale. He has now allowed 2 home runs today, 8 for the year. The score is now Dodgers 5, Cubs 2. The rain coming down harder, and Walter Olson and Tom Haller going out to the mound. Down in the bullpen, Pete Mickelson, who was throwing in the 5th inning, is now throwing in the 6th, and this large crowd begins to move around looking for a place to go. For our good folks out in left field, there is no place to go. The bleachers, however, are comprised mostly of kids, high school and college age, and they are oblivious to the rain. They're dancing and cheering in left field as the umpires go to the mound to see if they can speed things along. It would appear to be just a temporary shower because there are some white clouds, patches of blue, just one big rain cloud directly over the ballpark. But it's enough to discourage a lot of folks to at least go to the exit gates and huddle for a while. Olson still talking to Drysdale. He has not motioned. Whoops, now he has. And they're going to get Mickelson. So Don Drysdale, who had not worked since the 3rd of July, did very well. He went 5 innings. For a guy with a medical history that he has had since last August, the Drysdale to come back and pitch as well as he did is good news for the ball club. And now, with the raindrops coming down, I think the plate umpire, Tony Vengeance, wants to put the tarp on, and I think Pete Reeser is trying to intercede with him. Reeser, I think, is saying to Vengeance, don't cover the tarp, let's keep playing, it's only a shower. Because, of course, what Pete is worried about
is any length of time that would consume daylight. Haller now talks to first base umpire or third base umpire Fryer. However, Benson continues to point towards the mound. However, the carp rollers are not visible. Benson continues to point. It's a light rain falling. It is also 10 minutes after 3. We still have a couple of hours of sunlight. Now, Benson twice indicated he wanted a tarp. However, Reeser talked to him, and I think he talked him out of it. Because it is not raining that hard to interfere with play. And, of course, the Cubs trailing would be worried that the ballgame would be nailed on account of darkness with the Dodgers leading. It's 5-2. The umpires, of course, their responsibility is to get the ballgame in. And I think that Reeser was able to head off Tony Benson, and Tony probably agreed with him. Try and go 9. The rain coming down is not doing much more, really, than as if a ground crew wet down the infield, at least for the moment. If it keeps going, it's another story. The folks here, the majority of them, came well prepared with light raincoats and umbrellas. The kids in the bleachers, why, they don't have any idea about the weather. All they know is Billy Williams just hit a home run. The Dodgers are leading 5-2, and Pete Mickelson picking up for Don Drysdale. Don went 5. Allowed 2 runs, 5 hits. Walked just 1, struck out 2. So Drysdale can only win. As the starting pitcher, he went his 5, and he leaves leading. It'll be up to Mickelson to hold on to it for him, and Ron Santo will be the batter. All right, Mickelson ready. Pete delivers, and it's swung on and missed. Pete has joined the Contact Lens Club. He's been wearing contacts now for about 2 months. And the little rain has stopped. The sunshine now is burning right on through. The crowd roaring. And I think Pete Reeser saved the delay. I really do. All right, the strike 1 pitch. The high fly ball to left field. Crawford is there. Willie in, out, then over to his left. The wind playing with it, but Crawford stays with it for the catch. Sato, a fly ball to left. The batter will be Willie Smith. Struck out and grounded out. Smitty 0-2. Left hand hitting first baseman, Willie Smith. Mickelson ready, delivers, palm ball low, ball 1. Actually, the only thing the rain would appear to have done would be to darken the base paths. That's about all. Just if it was a light hosing, as the ground crew would give it. The field is in good shape. The next one is lined to right center field. Davis racing over and can't get it. It's against the ivy wall. And Willie Smith will have a stand-up double. Smith doubles up the alley in right center, and Randy Hundley will be the batter. Dodgers leading 5-2 in the bottom of the sixth. Randy Hundley struck out and grounded out against Drysdale. Now he's facing Mickelson. Right hand hitting catcher takes inside, 0-1. Phil Regan gets up in the Chicago bullpen. Once they get a little closer, where they ring for Phil. 1-0, the count to Randy Hundley. Willie Smith away from second with 1 out. Mickelson delivers. Hundley takes the strike at the knee. 1-1. Mickelson looks at Smith. The next one, a palm ball. Swung on and missed. 1-2. Randy way out in front of it. Dodgers led 1-0. The Cubs tied them. Then the Dodgers went out in front 3-1 and 5-1. The Cubs have gotten one back here in the sixth inning to make it 5-2. And Willie Smith has doubled, standing at second base. Hundley trying to pick him up. Mickelson delivers, and Randy ducked down, and did it hit him? It did. He ducked down, and the ball hit him on the back of the shirt, just about above the number 9. The crowd boos, but that's the last thing in the world Mickelson wants to do, because now the batter is the tying run. So here's Al Spangler with two on and one out. Spangler grounded to first and grounded to second, both times against Drysdale. Now he's up there against Mickelson. Pete delivers, palm ball outside, down in the bullpen. Al McBean begins to heat up in a hurry. Bill Regan doing the same in the Chicago bullpen. Dodgers 5, Cubs 2. One out in the sixth inning. The 1-0 pitch to Spangler. Outside, ball 2. And they're starting to go wild here in Wrigley. The left-hand hitting center fielder, Jimmy Qualls, swinging the weighted bat in the on-deck circle. And among other people, Ernie Banks is in the Chicago dugout. 2-0 to Al Spangler. Mickelson ready. Checks the runners and backs off the rubber. The next one is Spangler outside. Ball 3. Tommy Haller walks the ball out to the mound to talk to Mickelson. Drysdale went through 5, and in the sixth inning, Billy Williams greeted him with a towering home run over the right field wall, and that was enough. Walter Alston went out to get him. Mickelson got Sato on a fly ball to left. Then Willie Smith doubled. He hit Hundley and is now behind 3-0 to Spangler. So Mickelson is one pitch away from loading him up. Beat to the stretch. The 3-0 pitch. Strike. 3-1. All right, Spangler back up to the plate. Mickelson leans in to get a sign. Now ready. Looks at a dancing Willie Smith and backs off the rubber. Just as quickly gets back on again. At the belt. Checks the runners. 3-1 pitch. Spangler hits the fly ball to right field. Gabrielson is there, tagging his fifth. Gabe for the catch, and Smitty moves to third. So Spangler, fly ball to Gabrielson, 2 out, and Jimmy Qualls the batter. You can see what emotion and rooting will do for a large group of fans. They want the Cubs to get a base hit or a home run so badly that on almost any drive to the outfield, the entire crowd on its feet. But they see it a little bit differently, and Gabe had an easy play on a ball hit just right at him. So 2 down, 2 on, and here is Jimmy Qualls, aboard on the error and popped up. Tommy Hutton goes to the mound to talk to Pete Mickelson. Willie Smith at third. He moved over on the fly ball. Hundley at first base, and Hutton will not hold him with a left-hand hitter out. Mickelson delivers. Palm ball for a strike. And one. He looked in to get a sign. Ball's waiting. Now the strike one pitch, way out in front of a palm ball. He tried to pull the bat back. In fact, he was so far in front of it, if he could have kept his balance, he could have brought the bat back and swung again. 0-2 the count. on it, swung on and missed, strike three. So Jimmy Quarles strikes out. The Cubs get a run, leave two, and at the end of six, Dodgers five, Cubs two. You know, from the nickname Farmer John has in the ham business, you wouldn't expect him to be much of a base runner. He's called Old Slow Smoke. Yes, Old Slow Smoke. And he got his nickname from the special way he smokes his Farmer John ham. While some people smoke their ham for several hours, Farmer John smokes his ham slowly and patiently for several days. Then, too, he smokes it a secret old-time Western way over native Western wood. So there's a way-out-west Western flavor in every sweet, succulent slice, right down to the last tender, tasty tidbit on the bone. And, of course, Farmer John makes his ham from fresh Eastern corn-fed pork, brought out here live and dressed fresh right here in the West. Never, never out of frozen or cold storage pork used by most packers. So be sure to ask your butcher for a genuine Farmer John ham. Gold medal winner at the California State Fair. Remember, it's the easternmost in quality and the westernmost in flavor. And if you don't see it, ask for it loud and clear, Farmer John. Through six, 5-2 Dodgers. Montreal, Atlanta, 1-1 at the end of six and a half. It is 6-1. Make it now 7-1. The Cardinals over the Giants at the end of six and a half. It is 6-2. Cincinnati leading the Mets at the end of seven and a half. Pittsburgh beat San Diego 4-1. Houston leading Philadelphia 2-1 at the end of three and a half. American League, it is 7-1. Kansas City leading Detroit at the end of six. 8-5. Minnesota leading Cleveland at the end of seven and a half. Yankees failed to score at California in the first inning. No reports yet. Chicago, Baltimore, Washington, Oakland, Boston, Seattle. Let's go to the seventh. 5-2 Dodgers. For more play, here's Jerry.
All right, Vinny. Bill Sudeikis will start it off against Hank Aguirre. Bill has walked, hit a home run, and singled. He had three hits in the first game of the series, and he's bidding for three now as he comes up here in the seventh inning. His home run went to right center field as a left-hand hitter. He hit one out of the ballpark as a right-hand batter earlier in the series. Here's the pitch. Curve up high for a ball. Nicholson came on, and after a bit of trouble, got him out. And the Dodgers now holding on to a 5-2 lead. There's a curveball and a long drive in the left field. Back in the corner goes Williams and makes the catch. On the warning track in front of the gate. Well, Sudeikis hit it hard, and he's out on a nice play by Billy Williams down in the left field corner. The Bills bid for a third hit. Is caught in left field by Billy Williams. One away, and the batter now will be Hutton. Here's Tommy Hutton at bat. Here's the windup and the pitch on the way to Hutton. Bunt try, and he missed the strike one. He drove in a run and singled and scored a run, so he has two for three. Tommy Hutton playing at first base. The attendance figures are in, 30,291, and the Cubs now have gone over the million mark by 13,000. Pitch on the way to Hutton. Swung on a line drive, base hit the center field. So Tommy Hutton, who came to the Dodgers when Wes Parker was bedded down with the appendicitis, has now picked up three hits in today's ball game. Tom, when he left the Spokane Club to join the Dodgers, was hitting at around 285 and is about at the 400 clip for the month of July. So Tommy Hutton has his third hit, a single to center. Teddy Sizemore at bat, and now the play made by Williams in left field on Sudeikis' ball is a big one. Billy would have been at second base with a double on that play. Sizemore is two for three and has driven in a run on a force play. On deck, Mickelson, the pitch on the way. Ted takes low and inside, ball one. The breeze is blowing to right field today and at a good clip, straight out to right, right down the line. It favors the left-hand batters and is actually against the right-hand hitters, trying to hit it out of here to left field. Aguirre working on at first base, Tommy Hutton. Now the stretch again and the look over and the pitch on the way. Curve is a strike and it is 1-1. 5-2, the Dodgers lead the Cubs in the final game of the series. One ball and one strike. Now Geary delivers, and it's popped up on the left side. Randy Hundley comes over, and Santo is there, and Santo makes the play. So Sizemore fouls out to Santo just to the left of home plate. Two down now, and the batter will be Mickelson. Pete coming up for his first at bat. He's not had too many at bats this year. He is 0 for 3 in 27 games. So Mickelson now will be the batter here in the seventh inning. At the bottom of the seventh, the Cubs will start with a Geary spot. And they'll probably hit for a Geary and then go to Regan, who was working in the bullpen. Dodgers lead 5-2 in the top of the seventh inning at Wrigley Field. Now Geary out of a stretch in the look at Hutton, and the pitch on the way. Curve strike to Mickelson. 0-1. Now, Geary pitched, of course, last year with the Dodgers, and Mickelson a couple of years was pitching for the Cubs. Strike one count. Hutton away from first base. Willie Smith playing the bag against him. Mickelson swings and misses with a screwball. Strike two. Oh and two, now the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Side retired. And the Geary strikes out Mickelson. No runs, one hit, and one left on. The score at the end of six and a half innings of play, Dodgers 5 and the Cubs 2.
Paired motor function, lack of muscle control, and incoordination. Those are the clinical words that describe cerebral palsy. But in human terms, it means arms and legs that cannot move smoothly and rhythmically, or cannot move at all. It can also mean speech that is so garbled that no one can understand it, or sight and hearing that is impaired. Not a pretty picture nor a very bright outlook. If ever the expression "born with three strikes against him" had special meaning, this is the time. But the cerebral palsy themselves are not the only ones who suffer. There are the families, the mothers, fathers, brothers, and sisters. The heartbreak and anguish they experience are also a part of the tragedy of cerebral palsy. That's why when you're asked to give, you're reminded that you help a whole family when you give to United Cerebral Palsy. This is E.G. Marshall. Much can be done for the cerebral palsy if someone will help. We hope you're someone.
All right, Pete Mickelson warming up now. We got set to go in the last of the seventh inning. Crowd standing for the seventh inning stretch. Don't forget Dandy Goodman, a great souvenir bargain now on sale by mail for $1. A Dodger yearbook, a Dodger baseball game, and a jigsaw puzzle of Dodger Stadium. All for $1 sent to Dandy Goodman, Dodger Stadium, Los Angeles, 90012. Well, the ex-roommates come face to face now as Paul Popovich comes up to bat for a Geary. Popovich and Mickelson are roommates while Paul was with the Dodgers, so now they face each other in the ball game here in the seventh inning. So Paul Popovich, the pound against his ex-roomie. In fact, they live together even in Los Angeles. One is on the road. And Popo batting from the left side. Now faces Mickelson and the pitch on the way. Swung on a fly ball in the left field corner. Going forward to Crawford, and it's going to be fair ball down in the corner. Popo around heads to second. Crawford up with the ball, brings it back in, and Popovich has a double in the left field corner. For Popovich, a double into the left field corner, and the Cubs now come alive again. They were after Mickelson in the sixth inning, but he retired Spangler on a fly to right and falls on a strikeout, and now Don Kessinger comes up, and Rico Cardi has just hit a home run in the seventh inning with one on for Atlanta, and the Braves now lead. Popovich as a pinch hitter stands at second base, and he's 5-for-8 as a pinch hitter. And Popo, with the Cubs, is hitting 348. McBean is back to work in the bullpen now for the Dodgers as Regan warms up in the bullpen for the Cubs. Kessinger waiting the pitch. Bunt is foul off to the left. Kessinger was bunting for a base hit. Paul Popovich, a double to left. Five to two the score. Both Cub runs on home runs by Santo and Williams. The Dodgers have a home run by Sudeikis. Have left 10 men on. The Cubs have left 6 men on. And the game is in the seventh inning. And the Dodgers have squandered a lot of opportunities to score a lot of runs today. And they're in a close one. Here's the pitch to Kessinger. Inside for ball one and one. One ball, one strike. Pete Mickelson.
relieved Don Drysdale, who yielded a home run to lead off the sixth inning to Billy Williams, and Don was taken out after working five innings, allowed two runs and five hits. Mickelson delivers. Bouncing ball to the left side. Will comes in short hop, holds the runner, throws in time. Good play by Maury. And Kessinger out on a bouncing ball to short. Popovich stays on second base, and here's Billy Williams. Or rather, Beckert with Williams on deck. Beckert has singled, fouled out, and grounded into a double play. So Beckert at bat, Popovich on second base. The Braves have taken the lead over Montreal in the seventh inning on Cardi's homer, as we told you. Beckert at the bouncing ball, a deep shortstop. Wills will throw to third base, and Popovich is hung up now. Sudeikis is plunging back, and now Sizemore tags him out. Popovich is caught off, trying to go to third, and another fine fielding play by Wills. As Beckert bounced what appeared to be a base hit over Sudeikis' head, Wills went behind Sudeikis and came up with the ball. And then Sudeikis scrambled back to the bag, Wills threw to Billy, and Billy chased him back towards second base, threw to Sizemore, who runs Popovich down on the base pass. So a fine play by Wills, and they get Popovich in a rundown. Holding at first base is Beckert, and up now will be Billy Williams. The out is scored 6-5-4 from Wills to Sudeikis to Sizemore. Williams at bat has 2-for-3 today, a single and a tremendous home run over the right field fence. Here's the pitch. In for a strike, 0-1. So a fine play by Wills as that ball appeared to be headed to left field. A high bouncer over Sudeikis' head. And Maury backed him up. And then Sudeikis scrambled back to the bag to take the throw, and Popovich was run down. Here's the pitch low outside for a ball, and the count goes to 1-1. The bottom of the seventh inning, Dodgers lead 5-2. Each side a run in the third, the Dodgers two in the fourth, two in the fifth, the Cubs got one in the sixth. Here's the pitch to Williams. Bounce toward the right side. Tommy Hutton goes wide, but Sizemore in the grass throws to Mickelson just in time. A great play in the Cubs' dugout. Joe Malfitano at first base is drawing with umpire Frank Sicori. So is Billy Williams. But it was a good play as Hutton had to leave the bag to go for the ball. Sizemore fielded it on the outfield grass and led Mickelson with a perfect toss, and Pete just did beat Williams for the out, and the Cubs protest the call. So the Dodgers turned to the gloves in that inning to really help Mickelson out. Some fine fielding plays and the side out in the seventh inning. No runs, one hit, one left. The score through seven, the Dodgers 5 and the Cubs 2.
Look up for the finest when you travel the west. Look up to 76. Keep your eye on the number that's to follow the rest. Look up to 76.
Look up to 76 for Royal 76 Premium. Blended from the same components the champions get in Royal 76 Racing Gasoline. Royal 76 has won more races in the West than any other brand. And what 76 learns from experience at the raceway, they pass on to you in dependability on the freeway. Next time you need a tank full, pull into your Union 76 dealer and top up with Royal 76 Premium.
You're looking for someone to look after you. Look up to 76. For Chicago now, Phil Regan comes in to take over the pitching, and it looks like Paul Popovich has gone into the outfield to play center field. And Billy Williams has come out of the game, and so Billy Williams at left was checked to right fielder. Regan is into the lineup, and we're trying to find out why Pop stays in and who comes out of there. Apparently, Qualls will come out, and that's the only change. So Popovich is in center field. And that's going to be it. So you drop Regan into Qualls' spot in the batting order. Let's pause for station identification. This is the Los Angeles Dodgers Radio Network.
The Good Fun.
KTAR Phoenix. All right.
Nine. Let's go to play in the eighth inning. Back to action. Here's Finney.
All right, Jerry. To our knowledge, we don't know what he's done since he came to the Chicago Cubs. But according to all the records we have handy on Popovich, he's never played the outfield. The first pitch to Maury Wills, missing ball one. So Phil Regan is batting eighth, Popovich batting ninth, and in center field. We'll check with the Cubs to see whether they have used Paul at all in that spot. Wills tops the ball out in front of the plate. Hundley on it, picks it up, and submarines a throw to Willie Smith in time. One away. But in his 1 year with the Dodgers and in his three previous years with the Cubs, he never played the outfield. But maybe since the trade he has, and they say no. So this would be Paul's debut in center field. Paul Popovich. Of course, it's not so much that they want him in the outfield as they want his bat to stay in the lineup. So Jimmy Qualls, who is not much of a hitter, comes out. One out, and here is Willie Crawford. Regan hunched over as he reads Hundley. Now ready and delivers and gets a strike. One out in the eighth inning, 5-2 in favor of the Dodgers. Regan comes back to the plate, 0-1, and the sinker missed, 1-1. Jenkins, Abernathy, Aguirre, and Regan. Hank Aguirre did well. He worked two innings. Gave up two hits, but no run. Regan checking. Dodgers with 12 hits and 5 runs. Crawford, it's a ground ball down to Beckert. He short hops and flips over to Willie Smith. Two down in the eighth inning. The batter will be Willie Davis. Willie walked and doubled, grounded out and singled. And then, apparently, a little annoyed with Aguirre after having been knocked down the other day, Willie then proceeded to steal second and third. However, the Dodgers still couldn't get him home. So Willie is 2-for-3. And batting now against Phil Regan. Phil ready and delivers, and it's a ground ball to short. Big hop for Kessinger to throw him out, so the Dodgers have gone quickly in the eighth. At the end of 7.5, Dodgers 5, Cubs 2.
Say, why is there a bull on the label of Schlitz malt liquor?
Well, it's a symbol of what's inside the can.
You see, pound for pound, the bull is probably the most powerful beast there is. Bulls have challenged lions and tigers and even elephants, they tell me, and they beat them. They're afraid of nothing. A bull will take on any challenger to his superiority. He's bold, he's brash, and though he's the most carefully bred animal in the world, he remains wild, untamed. Well, that's why the bull is the symbol of Schlitz malt liquor. Like the bull, Schlitz malt liquor is bold, brash, and daring. It's brewed with all the care and know-how only Schlitz Brewing and their 120 years of experience can give it. And yet, Schlitz malt liquor has that spark of wildness, that untamed spirit that places it way above all other malt liquors. It's the superior one. Got a thirst for excitement? Take a ride on the bull. Schlitz malt liquor. Nobody makes malt liquor like Schlitz. Nobody.
Bottom of the eighth inning with the Dodgers leading the Cubs 5-2. Pete Mickelson loosening up to Tommy Haller. For the Dodgers, the opening lineup is still intact with the exception of the pitching spot. So you have Tommy Haller behind the plate. The infield of Tommy Hutton and Ted Sizemore, Maury Wills and Bill Sudeikis. The outfield, Willie Crawford in left, Willie Davis in center, Len Gabriel Finn in right. Santo leading it off. I've seen a lot of banners in a ballpark. I just saw one I've never seen before. Two young girls, oh gosh, I'd say they're about 13 or 14 years old. They just held up a big banner and it said, "Hey Ron, let's dance." So what they really mean, of course, is that heel-clicking ritual that Santo performs after every victory. He hits a pop fly to shallow center. Trouble. Wills and Sizemore, and neither can get it. And holding on at first is Santo. Sizemore got his glove on the ball but couldn't hold it. So it's a bloop single for Ron Santo. And here come the Cubs again. Three hits allowed by Mickelson. Willie Smith, the left-hand hitting first baseman coming up, has struck out, grounded out, and doubled. He's 1-for-3. On deck, Randy Hundley. 5-2 Dodgers. Boy, when we go to Ford Field in Pittsburgh, it's going to feel like a haunted house compared to this ballpark. This park does everything but move down to the water's edge. The pitch to Willie Smith, outside, ball one. Boy, if you like baseball, this is really your dish. The Cubs and the Dodgers battling it out. Full crowd roaring on every pitch. It's been a great series. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Willie Smith, outside, ball two. And here the fans are starting to crank up again. And talking about cranking up, Jim Brewer and Al McBean are going to do the same in the Dodger bullpen. 2-0 to Willie Smith. Nicholson, right foot on the rubber. Now set at the belt, and the 2-0 pitch is popped in the air, the palm ball. Coming in is Tommy Hutton, and calling and waiting and makes the catch for the out. So Willie Smith pops up to Tommy Hutton. One out, and here is Randy Hundley. Hundley struck out, grounded out, and was hit by a pitch. 0-2. Tommy Haller rubbing up a new ball. Dodgers 5 runs, 12 hits. The Cubs 2 runs, 8 hits. Both of the Cub runs home runs by Santo and Williams. The Dodgers have one home run by Bill Sudeikis. Hundley, 0-2. The pitch to Randy is inside, ball one. Rico Tardi hit a two-run home run in the seventh inning for Atlanta. They're still hitting, and they are leading Montreal 3-1. Nicholson at the belt. The 1-0 pitch. Ground ball to Wills. He goes to Sizemore. He goes to Hutton, and the inning is over. And this big crowd sits back down again. So the double play, 6-4-3. No runs a hit, nobody left, and at the end of eight, Dodgers 5, Cubs 2. You know, now and then a ball club has an open date in its schedule, like the Dodgers tomorrow, but not Farmer John. And what keeps him on the go is his Farmer John bacon. More and more people are buying and frying Farmer John bacon than ever before. So the good farmer has to keep stepping to supply the stores. But Farmer John just won't be hurried in making his bacon. His wonderful Western flavor comes from the secret old-time Western way he smoked it. And that means smoking. Package of Farmer John bacon the next time you shop. It won the gold medal at the California State Fair. And once you try it, I'm sure you'll agree. It's the easternmost in quality and the westernmost in flavor. Try it. Farmer John bacon. Through eight innings, Dodgers leading 5-2. Crowd of 30,000 paid today. Bill Regan getting ready to pitch to Len Gabrielson, Tommy Haller, and Bill Sudeikis. The Cubs defensively with Regan and Hundley. The infield of Willie Smith and Glenn Becker. Don Kessinger and Ron Santo. Billy Williams in left. Paul Popovich making his major league debut in center field. And in right field, Al Spangler. When the Cubs bat in the bottom of the ninth, they'll have Spangler, Regan, Spott, and Popovich. All right, Regan's first pitch is stroke to right center. Popovich racing over with Spangler, but this is through and against the wall. Pop finally picks it up, and Gabe isn't going to stop it, too. He is on his way for three, and he beats the throw by Kessinger. So Len Gabrielson triples up the alley in right center. And with nobody out, the Dodgers have Haller, Sudeikis, and Hutton to get him home. For the Dodgers, their 13th hit. For Len Gabrielson, his first triple of the year. They're posting the final score. Cincinnati beat the Mets 6-3. They're going to throw to second base, claiming Gabe missed the bag. Dave Davidson, the umpire, doesn't say anything, but Frank Sikora, the first base umpire, says, forget it, he was saved. Because Davidson no doubt had his back to the play as he went out to watch Popovich chase the ball up the alley in right center. All right, now here's Hallett trying to pick him up. The infield is up, but the outfield remains deep. The pitch to Haller is hit foul down the left field line out of play. Boy, talking about disappointment. With Cincinnati beating the Mets 6-3 at Shea Stadium in New York today, they had 56,352. 56,352. 30,000 here means almost capacity. Not quite, but there are a lot of people here. And the pitch fouled away. 0-2 to Tommy Haller. So the Dodgers leading the Cubs 5-2, and the Reds have done in the Mets. The Reds, with all their troubles, with all their bad pitching and everything else, they're still only 3.5 back of Atlanta starting today. Atlanta leading Montreal in the seventh inning at least 3-1. Haller pops it up. It's Glenn Beckett fighting the glare, and the second baseman makes the catch. Holding at third base is Len Gabrielson. The Haller pops up, one away. And the batter will be Bill Sudeikis. Phil Regan, who had gone behind the plate to back up in case of a throw, although actually if there had been a throw on a play, it would have been hard to get anybody. Now he's back at the mound. Bill Sudeikis walked, homered, singled, and then sent Billy Williams deep for his drive in the seventh inning. So Sudeikis 2-for-3. 5-2 Dodgers, ninth inning. Regan straddling the rubber and will pitch out of a stretch. Gabrielson a short lead to third, and Sudeikis now trying to pick him up. Regan at the belt, checks and delivers, and Sudeikis hits a fly ball to Popovich, and so Gabe is going to come in. Pop waiting, one-handed, here comes Gabe, and Pop's throw not nearly in time. So the Dodgers cash it in as Bill Sudeikis gets the RBI and a fly ball to Popovich. And the Dodgers lead 6-2. Dodgers 6, Cubs 2. Two down in the top of the ninth inning, and Tommy Hutton the batter. Hutton has had a big day. He struck out for openers, but then he is single to right and twice single to center. So Tommy is 3-for-4. Left-hand hitting first baseman called up from Spokane when Wes Parker was shelved after an appendectomy. Regan ready and delivers, and Tommy strokes it foul outside of first and down the line in the count 0-1. In the bottom of the ninth inning, the Cubs are due to send up Spangler, then a hitter for Regan and Popovich. The Dodgers leading 6-2. Regan's next pitch, missing 1-1. We told you that Rico Carty hit a two-run home run in the seventh inning. Why, that was just for openers, because when the Braves finally got finished, they scored 7 times in the seventh. They've broken that game wide open and lead Montreal 8-1 at the end of 7 innings. Hutton drives it to right field. Spangler goes back on the line drive and handles it for the out. So Tommy hit that ball hard. One run, one hit, nobody left. At the end of 8.5 innings, the Dodgers 6 and the Cubs 2.
At this moment, there are 3.5 million Americans in uniform. Americans far away from home, family, and friends. For them, the USO clubs and traveling shows are two ways to get a little closer to home. I'd like to read some of the comments about the USO from these servicemen. In a crowded port like this, you look for a clean place to relax. The USO is it. Another remark, there's a USO club just off the base. They have the best hamburgers for miles around. Another, I guess the USO is really the people back home telling us they're with us. Won't you please show these 3.5 million Americans you're behind them? Only you can keep the clubs open and the USO shows on the road. The USO gets no government money. Won't you please give to privately supported USO through your United Fund or Community Chest? Chances are someone you know needs USO.
Bottom of the ninth inning at Wrigley Field, Chicago. with the Dodgers leading the Cubs 6-2, and Pete Mickelson getting ready to pitch to Al Spangler. Then we'll see about a hitter for Phil Regan and Paul Popovich. The Dodger bullpen getting ready back of him just in case. Left-hander Jim Brewer and right-hander Al McBean. Bleacherites in left field, unwavering hope out there, cheering the Cubs on. Mickelson looks in to get a sign, and the first pitch to Spangler is popped in the air, back at third base. Wills goes behind Sudeikis. Morey now back to his left and makes the catch for the out. One away. Nate Oliver comes out of the Chicago dugout, and Nate Oliver will bat for Phil Regan. So Nate Oliver, they have two. They have Gene and Nate. Nate coming up. And then top of it, John Deck. There's Nate Oliver batting for Phil Regan in the ninth inning with the Dodgers leading 6-2. Steve Mickelson ready and delivers and hits him. So Nate Oliver is hit by a pitch, and the batter will be Paul Popovich. So Nate Oliver is hit by a pitch, and here is Paul Popovich. Pop batted for Aguirre and doubled in the seventh inning, then stayed in the game in center field, and here he is. Pop swings, fouls the first one away, 0-1. The Dodgers 6 runs on 13 hits. The Cubs 2 runs on 8 hits. Oh, and 1 to Popovich. Don Kessinger on deck. Mickelson set at the bell. Looks at first, works Popovich outside. One ball, one strike. One and one the count. Pop batting left-handed. Mickelson looks in to get a sign. Now he's ready. The 1-1 pitch to Popovich is lifted to left field. Crawford moving in, coming in some more. Now over to his left and makes the catch. So Popovich, a fly ball to left field. And the Cubs have one out left. Two down in the ninth inning, and Don Kessinger will be the batter. Switch hitting shortstop, batting left-handed. And the Dodgers have kept him quiet today. He's 0-4, grounded out twice, popped up and flied to left. Don Drysdale went five innings as he returned for the first time since the 3rd of July. And Drysdale is the pitcher of record, with Pete Mickelson trying to save it for him. Two down, ninth inning, 6-2 Dodgers, and the pitch low and away, ball one. Glenn Beckert on deck. So the final game for the Dodgers in Chicago, if they can hold on to any part of the lead, they will have split the six games played here. And they will have won four of the nine with Chicago this year, three left at Dodger Stadium. Here's the 1-0 pitch on the way, and there's a ground ball down to Sizemore. This will do it, over to Hutton, and the Dodgers split the four games as Don Drysdale beats Ferguson Jenkins today. And the Cubs go out in the ninth inning, leaving a man on base. Six runs, 13 hits, and one error for the Dodgers. With two runs, eight hits, and one error for the Cubs. The winning pitcher, Don Drysdale, and Don will be on the postgame show. And the losing pitcher is Ferguson Jenkins, so it means the Dodgers beat Jenkins twice in the four-game series. Drysdale is now 5-3, and it marks the 30th time in his career he's beaten Chicago. He lost to the 19. Jenkins is 13-9, 1-3 with the Dodgers this year, 7-9 lifetime. The Dodgers and Cubs split the series. They split the year's work here at Wrigley Field, and the Dodgers have won 4 of the 9 from Chicago. They'll now move on to Pittsburgh. Tomorrow an off date, and then Tuesday a twilight night doubleheader with the Pirates, and it all gets underway at 2:45. Once again, the final score, the Dodgers 6 and the Cubs 2. Now, this is Vin Scully along with Jerry Doggett inviting you to stay tuned to the post-game show coming right up.
you for listening to Dodger Baseball, brought to you by your Union 76 dealer, who invites you to fill up with Royal 76 Premium, the gasoline for today's kind of driving, by Farmer John Meats, easternmost in quality, westernmost in flavor, and by Bertie, the comfortable beer. Stay tuned now for the post-game show, coming up next.
Children are starving in Biafra because of the war. Unless sufficient relief is sent, a minimum of 1 million Biafrans will die in the next 12 months. Medicines are desperately needed for the 11 hospitals in Biafra. The tragic children of Biafra dream of just enough to eat, a home, and a place to go to school. They're asking only for the necessities of life, the things you and I take for granted, such as food, shelter, love. Won't you help? International Christian Relief of Collingswood, New Jersey is sending shipments of relief to Biafra. Please send your gifts of love and concern to International Christian Relief, 801 Haddon Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey, 08108. That's to International Christian Relief, 801 Haddon Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey, 08108.
The Good Fun. KTAR Phoenix.
The Dodger Post Game Show, brought to you by 21 West. The restaurant where sportsmen meet, just a drag butt off Central at 21 West Osborne. And by your local Arizona Toyota dealer. See him soon for America's lowest price hard top, the Toyota Corona.
Get your hands on a Toyota, and you'll never let go.
The title's on the ballgame for the Dodgers to get a split in the four-game series at Wrigley Field. The Dodgers, 6 runs, 13 hits, and 1 error. And for the Cubs, 2 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. The winning pitcher, Don Drysdale, he went 5 innings, and then Pete Mickelson pitched the last 4. Mickelson allowed 3 hits and hit a batter, but no runs. For the Cubs, Jenkins, Abernathy, Aguirre, and Regan, and Jenkins the losing pitcher. So the Dodgers beat Jenkins twice in this series. Today brings his record to 13-9, 1-3 with the Dodgers, 7-9 lifetime. Drysdale, it was the 30th time he has beaten the Cubs in his career, 19 defeats. Drysdale's record is now 5-3. The Dodgers have won 4 of 9 from Chicago this year, and they split the 6 games played here at Wrigley Field. Home runs by Ron Santo and Billy Williams of the Cubs and by Bill Sudeikis of the Dodgers, each of the home runs coming with the bases empty. Well, our guest will be Don Drysdale, and Jerry will be chatting with him right after this message.
There's new blood in the Dodgers this year, and with Amari Wills, there's bound to be a few arguments with the umpire when he attempts a steal. That's baseball. But when it comes to a place for fine dining, the place 21 West, it's the place to go for a great meal, noon or night. Who can resist a succulent prime rib dinner starting at $2.95, or a sizzling steak with all the trimmings priced from $2.50? And for the paisanos in the audience, 21 West has now expanded its menu to include special Italian dishes, like chicken cacciatore and veal parmesan. That's just a sample. After a truly delicious meal, you'll want to sit back and listen to the fine music of Ruby Glass and Paul Lyne. Great music for listening and dancing nightly at 21 West. And ladies, shopping downtown? Why not have lunch at 21 West? You'll find sandwiches to fill the heartiest appetite or perfect weight-watching salads. So whether it's nighttime, noontime, or toddy time, you'll want to join the sports-minded folks at 21 West. The food's the greatest, the conversation lively, the drinks just to your liking. That's at 21 West, 21 West Osborne, just a drag bunt off Central, where the action is.
Today was Leo DeRocher's birthday, and one of Leo's favorite people, Don Drysdale, presented the kindly old gentleman with a 6-2 defeat, while Drysdale picked up a victory and blew out the candle. Let's go to Don and to Jerry.
Hi, Vinny. Well, Don, I know you didn't think about that, but you feel pretty good about doing it on Leo's birthday.
Well, I didn't really think about it, Jerry. I know his birthday's right just a little bit after mine, but I didn't really realize today was his birthday, but I was just happy to be able to go out there and go as far as what I did and hope that we got some runs and And by the way, I'd just like to wish him a happy birthday.
I don't think he's in any mood to receive it right now, but tomorrow you can
play. Yeah, I guess so. But Leo's a great guy, and we're good friends, and he knows that I do mean it when I wish him a happy birthday.
Don, in today's ball game, it looked like you pitched well and held up pretty good with your stuff most of the time.
Well, my control was pretty good. Not as good as usual, but I was able to get the ball most of the time where I wanted to. But the sixth inning was as far as I was going to go, and Walt, as soon as Williams hit the home run, why he wanted to make the change right then and not take any chances. My arm felt fine. I didn't have nearly as much pain up there as what I've had in the past, and it was just one of those things. I got the ball I wanted to. We managed to get some runs and fortunately stay ahead of them.
Don, the two runs scored against you were the home runs, one by Sato and the one by Williams. Let's explore the one by Sato first.
Well, the one that Ronnie hit, I think he was just going with me to right field, and of course the wind blowing out here today like it was. He hit the ball good, but it was just a line drive, and there was a real good pitch. It was low and on the outside corner, and North, he's strong enough, and if he can get the ball up in this wind at any time in this ballpark, why, it's going to go. And he hit the ball good, and after it got past the infield, why, it kind of went into overdrive a little bit. And instead of sinking, like a lot of times a ball right-hander will hit a ball to the opposite field, it'll sink or tail a little bit, but his carried into the first few rows out in the bleachers.
What about the one by Billy Williams?
Well, Williams thought I was going to go into somebody's apartment over there across the street. I tell you, he really, it was a change-up, and I think Billy was just looking change-up at that time because I threw him kind of a half-speed fastball the pitch before, and he was out in front of it a little bit, and I think he was just looking change-up because it wasn't a bad pitch. It was from the middle of the plate out, but, of course, if he's looking for it, he can get the ball out anywhere. He's a great hitter. Both those guys are, Sano and Williams, and he hit it, and I'll tell you, he did hit it.
That was a good one to leave on, anyway, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was it. I just turned around and watched, wanted to see how far it was going to go, because as soon as he hit it, well, there was kind of a little yelp out of it, and it was gone.
It's kind of unusual for a guy to hit a changeup that far.
Well, Billy, over the years, I've thrown him some changeups, and we guess back and forth, and I've got him out on some changeups.
It's kind of unusual for a guy to hit a changeup that far.
Well, Billy, over the years, I've thrown him some changeups, and we guess back and forth, and I've got him out on some changeups here and there. And matter of fact, the time before, I got him out on a changeup to the first baseman. But this is one of those things that you don't go up there too often and guess changeup unless over the years you face pitchers or pitchers have faced the hitters, and you've thrown them to them over the years, and this is what's happened between me and Bill, and he definitely, I think he was looking changeup or off-speed pitch and hit it.
Don, you were in a little trouble in the first inning, and you had to kind of reach back and get some right there, and you were able to do it and get out of the trouble.
Well, when I come back in, why, they asked me how it felt, you know, being able to reach back a little bit, but it was just one of those things. My arm felt pretty good this afternoon, and I got the ball. I got a slider. It wasn't where I really wanted to get it on Sano, but it was hard, and it broke quick, and it was from the middle of the plate in, and it kind of tied him up just a little bit. And those right-handed hitters see that slider that's inside, and why, I don't know what it is. They seem to be swinging regardless of where it is, and he popped the ball up, so I was kind of fortunate on that pitch.
I think you got Smith on strikes, didn't you?
Right. I went 3-1 with him, and then I think he was looking for the ball away from him, and I came back inside with a fastball for strike two, and that made it 3-2, and then I struck him out on a fastball that was up just a little bit and on the inside part of the plate and struck him out on that pitch.
How was your fastball today, basically?
Well, it was so-so. It wasn't as fast as what I've had in the past, but I was throwing just as hard. I just wasn't getting up there as quick. That was all.
We're visiting with Don Drysdale, and we'll continue after this message.
Everybody loves a winner, and the Los Angeles Dodgers of 1969 may go all the way. There's a brand new ball game in Phoenix in 1969, too, at least when it comes to fine dining. It's 21 West, the brand new eating place at 21 West Osborne, where every meal is a real winner, and where the friendly folks are real sports-minded and interested in good conversation. How about lunch with the better half one day this week? 21 West offers a wide assortment of hearty sandwiches starting at just 75 cents, or salads for the Weight Watchers from just $1.25. Lunchtime can be fun time when you spend it at 21 West, but you say you'd rather spend a quiet evening with dinner and good company? Well, 21 West is the place for you. Stay through dinner, enjoy steak, prime rib, or a selection from the brand new Italian food menu. Get a complimentary decanter of Dan Rosé with each Italian dinner. Bring your date for a great evening. Ruby Glass and Paul Arne provide great music for listening and for dancing. So come on in noontime, toddy time, or dinner time. Come to 21 West, 21 West Osborne, just a drag butt off Central.
Today, the Dodgers beat the Cubs. Don Drysdale is our guest. Well, Don, you went five good strong innings and then retired and went to the clubhouse. What kind of treatment did you take when you got in the clubhouse?
Well, I went up there, and usually I'll soak my arm in ice and that a lot more than what I did today, but I just didn't want to take the chance of putting a lot of ice on it and leaving it on there as long as what I usually do and then having it stiffen up on me and then not be able to come back and throw real good and loose my next time in between starts. So I had Bill just put a little bit of ice on it and just freeze it just a little bit. Then he worked the blood back up over the shoulder and stretched it and just went from there. That's all there was to it. We didn't, usually it's about maybe a 25 to 30 minute process, but today, it was maybe about 10. That's about all there was.
Don, when will you know if you've cooled out properly, as they say in the racehorse business? Will it take a couple of days now?
Well, no, I'm kind of cooled out right now. I feel pretty good right now, but it'll probably be a little bit stiff tomorrow, undoubtedly. Not throwing in about 3 weeks since my last start, but I don't look for it to be too much trouble or anything like this. I believe that I've been throwing every day as much as I can and throwing 2 days in a row and 3 days in a row, things like this, to work up to this start. So I just feel as though that it's kind of coming around now. And if I can just keep the pain eliminated in the shoulder and as much as it was today, why, I'll be happy.
I'll tell you one thing. There'll be a whole bunch of guys in the Dodger clubhouse will be happy, too, if you're back in that regular rotation from now on.
Well, I sure hope so, Jerry. I hope to take my next turn over in Pittsburgh and... barring anything unforeseen, why, I'll try and be out there Thursday night.
Don, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jay.
Don Drysdale, I guess. We'll continue after this message.
You know, friends, we do not believe in making extravagant claims for the Toyota Corona, with one exception. We do claim that if you get your hands on a Toyota, you'll never let go. But then we've got reason for that. We've seen that happen. We've seen the way this car surprises people with its performance. The way it can move out from 0 to 60 in 16 seconds, even with an automatic transmission. We've seen the Corona win people with its performance, with its comfort, the quietness of its ride, and the solid way it's put together. So you see, extravagant as it may seem, when we say get your hands on a Toyota, you'll never let go, well, we're really on safe ground. In fact, we may just be understating the whole thing. We could sit here and talk to you day after day and week after week, and words really don't mean anything at all. Simply see for yourself at your local Toyota dealer's showroom soon. Checking the scores now of all the other ballgames. First of all, at the end of 8 innings, Atlanta 8 and Montreal 2. Britton, Doyle, and Upshaw for Atlanta, with Renko, Shaw, and Fays for Montreal. Boyer and Carty home runs, Carty with a man aboard. And the big story, of course, Atlanta got 7 runs in the 7th inning to break it wide open. The St. Louis Cardinals, with 5 runs in the 2nd inning, went on to defeat the Giants 8-2. Torres the winner and Bolin the loser. Cincinnati beat the Mets 6-3. Arrigo the winner, Cardwell the loser. Perez at his 25th home run of the year, and that was before 56,352 at Shea Stadium in New York. Pittsburgh beat San Diego 4-1, Bunning over Kirby, Stargell a home run. And they're in the bottom of the 7th inning at Houston, all even at 2 apiece. Fryman and LeMaster, Carl Taylor a home run, or I think it's Tony Taylor a home run for the Phils in the 1st inning. In the American League, Chicago-Baltimore win in Harden, but no report. They're in the bottom of the 8th inning with Kansas City leading Detroit. It is now 7-1 Kansas City. Rooker relieved by Drabowski, Dobson, Lasher, Timmerman, and Kilkenny for Detroit. Martinez and Wirth home runs. Minnesota beat Cleveland 8-7. Kreider in relief won it. Law lost it. Home runs by Cardenas and Hinton. At the end of an inning and a half, Oakland leading Washington 3-0 on a first inning home run by Danny Cato with a man aboard. That's Bosman and Kraus. Boston, Seattle, they're getting ready. Culp and Patton. And it is 3-0 in favor of the Yankees, but in the bottom of the 3rd inning, Rick Reichert has just hit a 3-run home run for California, his 9th of the year. So the Angels and Yankees are all even at 3 apiece. And one last look at the ticker. That's it. It's 3-3 Yankees, California at the end of 3. 3-0 Oakland leading Washington at the end of 2.5. And at the end of 7, it remains 2-2 Philadelphia and Houston. So you're right up to date. Well, our guest was winning pitcher Don Drysdale, and our postgame sponsors are pleased to present to our guest a gift order from Grodin's, Mullen and Blewett, the West's largest independent fashion stores, featuring timely clothes, Manhattan shirts, and dozens of other famous brands for men and women.